We present to you
seriously
ignorant
news.
S-I-N.
Just ignorant.
It's a little disturbing.
Ignorant.
I could understand if it was 200 years ago.
Seriously?
For real?
Ignorant.
S-I-N.
Seriously ignorant news.
Catch Damon tomorrow hosting Christiana Colon's Octagon Live at the Chicago Dramatist Theater. From Chicago, senior chief correspondent Damon Williams reports on a man who learned that sometime a stupid idea is right at your fingertips. Seriously, Damon?
Seriously, Tom, as serious as people packing at the picture show.
Oh, Damon.
That's the only way I could get alliteration on that one.
And
picture
I liked
show.
It.
Thank you, Sybil.
Alliteration.
Yes. A black man in Lee County, Florida was pulled over while driving a Mercedes. Who shocked? Certainly not. But at least this time the police officer had probable cause because the Mercedes had been reported stolen. The driver was later identified as Kenzo Roberts. Now, I say it's a black man named Kenzo Roberts. Now, I say later identified because Roberts was driving his stolen Mercedes with a fake ID. So it turns out that he had warrants, his license was suspended, and he was unlawfully carrying a concealed weapon. So cops put him under arrest. Now, while he was in the backseat of the patrol car, he began to chew on his fingertips. Apparently, he thought he could chew off his fingerprints to make it hard for them to find his true identity. So he did this because on top of driving a stolen Mercedes with warrants, a suspended license, and a gun, he was also in the U.S. illegally.
Now, oh, my goodness.
Right. It don't say where he was from, but it must be someplace without cable. Because everybody know you don't need fingerprints to be identified. They can test your urine, pluck an eyebrow, you know. They can get your identity. Plus, his little scheme didn't work because they still scanned his fingers and got his fingerprints and found
out.
Got
his bloody fingerprints.
Yeah. Called Border Patrol and he's out of here. Seriously. As serious as Trump on a windy day. Speaking of Border Patrol.
Okay.
Yeah. Now, usually in this story, the crooks are the seriously ignorant ones, but in this case, the officers from the St. Louis area, the Jennings Police Department, which is not too far from Ferguson, they pulled over a driver who had no registration, no license, no insurance. Now, this is why you got to teach your kids, you know, who to ride with, first of all, how to check this stuff out. But they arrested the driver. Then they tell his 63-year-old passenger to show his license. He shows them his license. They tell him, okay, you drive the car home because your friend is going to jail. A few weeks later, the driver, who was the passenger, 63-year-old John Partee, received tickets in the mail for the same violations as the driver or the owner of the car. So they gave him tickets for driving off in the car with the violations that was on the car when they pulled over the car.
Oh, God.
But check this out. So now they offered him a deal, though, with the tickets. They told him he can get the charges dropped for the low, low price of $800.
Oh.
So now he's fighting the case. He goes back to court August 18th, and we wish him luck on that one because Mr. Partee is not too happy. Seriously.
Partee is PO'd.
Yeah, exactly. There'll be no Partee at his house. But don't think. Thank you, Dave. All right. Seriously. As serious as a stuttering poet. But anyway, I'm reporting to you live, and I will be the Christiana.
A serious stuttering poet.
Yes, indeed.
You'll be there for a while, man.
Especially with that little pause and that cadence and a stutter.
Oh, my gosh.